Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I have your zip code to locate your account?
70113.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name?
Golda Richardson.
Thank you. And could you please verify the mailing address on this account?
2443 2nd Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. Zip code 70113.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, on this account, I see that it had the Bites Hub meal plan subscription, which was canceled. And how may I help you today?
It was canceled last Friday. I was told that in 3 to 5 business days, the money would be put back on my card. I called my bank because I've spoken to two other people prior to you. The last person, Kyra, she left me holding on so long the phone cut off. Said she was consulting with her supervisor. So I'm calling back again because the bank told me that y'all had a 10-day hold on putting that money back on my card, and I'm trying to find out why.
Okay, so your bank told you that we have a 10-day hold on the refund?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I've never heard of that before, but I can certainly check in just to see if we do have a hold on the refund. Could you please hold?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for holding, ma'am. So I did go ahead and check with my supervisor, and she did advise that we don't put holds on refunds.
Okay, so why haven't y'all put the money back on my card? Because they're still saying that the bank is saying pending. So I spoke to a representative, and she told me that y'all have 10 days on that, on putting that money back on the card, but I was told it was going to be 3 to 5 days.
Yes, ma'am. Our refunds only take at most 3 to 5 days. It never takes more than that. So I'm not sure why your bank advised you that we have a 10-day hold on your refund.
So why is it still saying pending at the bank?
I'm not sure, ma'am. We did process the refund on May the 20th. So I'm not sure why you haven't received it yet. Now, are you still seeing the charge listed on your account?
Yes, it's not there. If the money hasn't gone back on the card because it's saying pending at the bank, and the bank saying y'all have 10 days, and I was told it was going to be 3 to 5.
Yes, ma'am. So once again, we don't do any type of holds or anything like that on refunds. Once we process it, it only takes 3 to 5 business days. Now, I do see that instead of being refunded, the charge was voided. Usually when the charge is voided, the charge should not be shown on your account at all. But you said you still see that charge of $59.89 posted.
Yes, it's still pending on there to be taken out.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can check back in with my supervisor just to be sure to see if there's anything else she could advise me of. Could you please hold?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for holding, ma'am. So once again, I did check back in with my supervisor, and she did advise me that once we process the refund, there's nothing much more we can do. We can just advise the customer that it takes 3 to 5 business days. But other than that, we don't put holds on refunds, and it has already been issued on our end.
Okay, I'm going to call the bank back again, and...
Okay. So when you call your bank, advise them that the charge will not be refunded. It will be voided. So it should fall off at least by the end of today's business day. You should not see that $59.89 charge listed at all. So let's just let them know it will be voided instead of refunded and see if that makes a difference.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you for your time and your information.
And thank you for contacting customer service. Have a great day.
And you as well.